I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it, New York City. Got me for the full 5-hour sprint. Fresh out the gates. Dial 888-808-1019 one time. Hit my line. I'm on till midnight. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Another 5-hour KM to AM. I actually got some good sleep last night. I actually woke up today and I realized the world isn't over. Sky isn't falling. Nothing is final yet. I don't feel like we're in a great spot. And I don't feel like the Yankees are going to pull it off. But what the hell do I know? Just a guy that goes to games, watches games, comes and talks on the radio. I'm not a player. I'm not a former player. I'm not a coach. I'm not an analyst. I'm not a writer. I'm just like you. Your guess is as good as mine. Baseball is a crazy sport. As I'm watching the Dodgers, Phillies scoreless in the top of the fourth here, thinking about how the Dodgers came back to win that one in Philly, and now Philly is, they've got to win this game tonight. They, you know, Philly is on first round exit watch. And when you think about this Phillies team, they were talking Red October. They thought they were the best team in baseball. They were supposed to win a World Series by now. Speaking of that, winning the World Series, I think a lot of Yankee fans get so stuck in the two words World Series. Well, as many of you called up to talk about who you wanted in the World Series, who you wanted in the ALCS, here we are in the DS, down two games. And I was on last night, so if you did hear me briefly from 8:30 to 10, some of the stuff that I'll say is going to be exactly the same. If you saw any of the clips that were put out on WFAN social media, I still have a lot of those same things to say. But the only things that changed for me, I'll give you the three, or things that I didn't speak on. One, okay, now everybody's going to do what they always do. Oh, the Yankees have done it before. They're not out. The Yankees have, here's from Talking Yanks, there have been six times in franchise history that the Yankees have come back to win a series after falling behind 0-2. All series are not created equal, but here they are, folks. 1956 World Series versus the Dodgers, 1958 World Series versus the Braves, 1978 World Series versus the Dodgers, 1996 World Series versus the Braves, the 2001 ALDS versus the Athletics, and the 2017 ALDS versus the Indians. These are all different because this is a five-game set. I think these are also different because of the team, right? I know there are a couple guys here, like, you know, Max Fried, for example, who has a World Series ring, and, you know, a couple other guys that have played and gotten to the World Series and been through the wars. But, like, I don't know. When I look at some of these, you know, Yankees teams that have either won it or had guys that had done it before or, you know, just got super hot, like so much has to go your way. So the other thing that popped up today that I just was like, please miss me with that. Any thoughts of cheating, any talk of something fishy going on, anything about the Rogers Center being an advantage to the Toronto Blue Jays, stop. Full stop. I the first thing I did last night was give credit to the Toronto Blue Jays. Why can't we ever do that? Why, when the Yankees lose, it's not that the Yankees didn't pitch, didn't hit, made the wrong decisions, didn't come up big in a big spot. Why is it always, they got to be cheating. They must be cheating. Oh, they must have our signs. The game is on PitchCom. You know, and Luke Weaver tried to use the PitchCom excuse. Oh, yeah, something's going on with my PitchCom. No, something's going on with you, bro. And, you know, he even leaned into, after that game Saturday, tipping his pitches. You haven't been good. You haven't been good all season. So do not call me up tonight and say, hey, Keith, have you checked out the road splits? Hey, Keith, have you seen their swing and miss rate? Have you seen how much they were all? Yeah, I watched the game. I saw they were all over Luis Gil. I saw they were all over Max Fried. And you know what I started to think about? I started to think about, how did we get here? The Yankees had to win one game to potentially flip this whole thing, where your game one starter would have been Max Fried. Your game two starter would have been Carlos Rodon. You would have had a week off, and you would have had home field advantage. So, like, stop making excuses. Soft. It's weak AF. I'm so tired of it. It's like the Yankees, look at the last four teams in the American League. As Yankee fans, all we do is cry. And I have friends that do it to me. That's what I'm saying. Most of this came through text or DM, and I'm like, no, I'm shutting it down. Please go look up the Seattle Mariners postseason history. You don't even have to look up their postseason history. There's not much. Just look up their history in the last, let's say, 16 years since the Yankees went to and won their last World Series. Go look up the Toronto Blue Jays, the pain and suffering and misery that they had. I put respect on John Schneider's name because I came in here Friday. I said, they don't win postseason games. Their manager is Ofer. But that's a tormented fan base. We called them frauds because year after year after year, they proclaimed that was the year. Here they are. Now they're ready. The sons of former players, they add this pitcher and that pitcher and this free agent and that guy and the Rogers Center, they remodel it, and they had these different areas for the fans, and baseball is big in Toronto, and they kept coming up short. Now they're in the driver's seat. Now the Yankees are facing elimination, and people can't believe it. You know why? Because we were popping champagne for beating the Boston Red Sox. They said that was our World Series. You know what it was. We were just so happy to get some get back from 2004, 18, and 21, and couldn't happen again. The math was on our side there, but the math is not on our side here, right? What I was saying last week was like, it's bound to turn around. Alex Cora can't beat Aaron Boone again for the third time. The Red Sox can't put us out of the playoffs for the fourth time since 2004. It's our time, and it was. But that's because it fell on young Connolly early, and they were in Yankee Stadium, which was loud and exciting, and, you know, they'll come back here, but guys have to hit. Like, guys have to pitch. The Blue Jays have out-hit them. Their rotation has been better. Their bullpen has been better. I have no excuses to make for the New York Yankees. We've been making excuses for them the entire year. And you know what? When I stop making excuses for them, it's funny. I stopped making excuses for them on August 8th because I watched them blow two games in Texas against the Rangers behind Devin Williams and then come home to New York against the hated Astros, F. Altuve. Cheaters, cheaters. You know, every casual Yankee fan wants to show up for that series, and it was a rocking Friday night in the Boogie Down. It felt like postseason energy. And in a tie game late, they go to Devin Williams again to blow it. And he gives up a home run where they even rally back, and it's like, that was a stupid decision to me. I don't know. I crashed out that night, and I said I got off the ride. This is a different ride, but this is the same manager and the same team. Follow me. That week, and this is something that I didn't get to last night because it popped up today, I guess Giancarlo Stanton was feeling some type of energy in the air. Giancarlo Stanton stood in the middle of the visitors' clubhouse in Texas after another gut-wrenching loss in early August. This is when he had a team meeting, right? a wake-up call, Yankees captain Aaron Judge said of the private meeting. It was the first time I ever really had a one-player meeting, Jose Caballero said. We kind of needed somebody to get on our asses like that, Ryan McMahon. Come on, bro. This is the New York Yankees. You all either signed here or got traded here knowing exactly what time it was. You need Giancarlo Stanton, a 35-year-old who can't run, who right now, I don't know what's up with him, has the tennis elbow. Is it, we're at the end of the year, did we bring him back too soon after missing 70 games? Miss me with the conversations about players-only meetings, and maybe they need another rah-rah speech. I'm not here to give any rah-rah speeches. This is bad. I'm not here to talk you off the ledge. This isn't good. This isn't fun. But why is it the Yankees always in this position where we got to come up with some, oh, well, you know, in the World Series, they're down 3-0, but maybe if they just get a game. No. Fool me, can't fool me again. I'm not going to any type of historical, statistical stuff to say what the Yankees need to do. Here's what the Yankees need to do. Protect home field. Have some pride. Don't get swept. Carlos Rodon, the best start of your life. I don't trust you. Have you learned from your past postseason experience? Here it comes again, and it's not the regular season. It's Carlos Rodon with the literal season on the line again. You did enough against the Red Sox in the same spot. Can you do enough to get us through? The Rogers Center won't be there to aid the Blue Jays. Rodon has to go out there and pitch. Give me six innings. The bullpen is rested. The bullpen is rested, and we'll have these conversations tonight about Luke Weaver. He's unusable to me. He's done. I joked last week and said he's halfway to Queens. He'll be starting games for the Mets next year. He's not coming back to be a Yankee. He's done, so why keep dying on Luke Weaver's arm? That's what grinds my gears. It is do or die time. It should be urgent. You can't tell me pitching Luke Weaver to build his confidence up. That doesn't make any damn sense to me. I don't mind Aaron Boone taking out Luis Gil because we saw playoff Timmy. He locked in. It worked. We saw the best Camilo Duvall we've seen since we got him. It worked. Going to the bullpen was working. But where that game flipped, you all know. It flipped. Bases loaded with your captain, the MVP, maybe. The MVP in the batter's box in another opportunity to break the game open, and nobody was surprised that he failed. We try to wish it into existence. We hope, and I've been Aaron Judge's public defender. I don't make any extra money. He doesn't pay me anything all season. I'm saying this postseason is going to be different. And you know what? It has been. He's got a .444 batting average and a .1024 OPS. But last night I was calling him low-leverage Judge. Like we joked about Devin Williams' success in low-leverage situations. Yeah, Judge looks like himself with nobody on. Yeah, Judge looks like himself when the game is out of hand. Judge even got some luck. Jaron Duran dropped the ball. That's an RBI single in this postseason. Now, the more opportunities Judge has, which they gotta win tomorrow and buy him some more opportunities, maybe we'll get away from that bases-loaded strikeout because it was a terrible strikeout. It should have been a walk at the minimum. You were hoping for a grand slam like Vladdy when he comes up with the bases loaded. And I don't want to hear all the back and forth between, oh, it's Kevin Gausman versus Will Warren. Well, that was a Kevin Gausman on the ropes who Judge had faced 40 times. And Will Warren should have never been in that spot. That's my next thing. Like, I get it that somebody's got to be the long man. I get it that Paul Blackburn and Will Warren are on the ALDS roster just for that purpose. But when people tell me they're on mop-up duty and then they come in and they just pour gas on the whole thing and light the game on fire, you can't predict baseball. So it's one thing for Fried to give up five. And in hindsight, you're like, yo, why wouldn't you just try to see if Fried could get another double play or get some ground balls or strike somebody out or find it before you literally just take the ball out of his hands, playing for tomorrow. There is no tomorrow, right? Assuming that he's going to get another start, save some of his bullets, and go right to Will Warren, a whole rookie who has been overmatched by every postseason team he's faced this year outside of Yankee Stadium. You guys know this. We do this every night. He's only good in Yankee Stadium. He got rocked by the Dodgers. He got rocked by the Toronto Blue Jays. Why would you throw him into that spot and just punt the game and say, well, this one's over, mop it up, Will Warren, and then go on to let him give up four homers and a bunch of runs, where then when they actually take Trey, yes, Savage. Yes, he's a savage. Confirmed. I was calling him Trey Yesavage. I didn't want to give him that. No, I have to give it to him now. He was almost perfect in his first postseason outing. Trey is savage. They take out, and the Yankees wake up against the bullpen. But it's too little, too late. It's for nothing, because the game is already up in flames. I get it, though. This is what they scripted. This is what they planned. And so now, make plans to hit better than the Blue Jays. Make plans to pitch better than the Blue Jays, and you have your bullpen rested. You got to rip off three in a row. And I said last night, I don't know if any of these teams left standing could rip off three in a row against a Blue Jays team that doesn't strike out. They put the ball in play. Now they're hitting homers. We thought we had the advantage because Bo Bichette wasn't on the ALDS roster, because Max Scherzer, Chris Bassett, Jose Barrios weren't on the ALDS roster. They don't need those guys. They've got plenty with Alejandro Kirk and Barger, and Varshall, and George Springer, and whoever else. Miles Straw, it doesn't matter who it is. They've got plenty. They embarrassed the Yankees. They're standing tall coming into Yankee Stadium, because all they need is one. The Yankees need three, and that's tough math for me. So 888-808-1019. We'll start with the Yankees, but not all night. I'll have a Yankee guest join us at 8. I'll have a Giants guest join us at 9. I'll have a Jets guest join us at 10. And then when we get to 11, traditionally, it's open mic and whatever you guys want to talk about. If you guys want to talk about Mark Sanchez, we could do that. If you want to talk about the Cardinals coach hitting a player, we could do that. If you want to talk about anything coming up in the sports world, hockey, basketball getting started, we could do that. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your Yankee calls first. Yankees lose tomorrow, you're not going to sleep for a couple days. Even with the Yankees winning, it's going to be hard to sleep, because you're going to be thinking about the next game and the next game and the next game. Keith McPherson on the Fan. If you miss my open, I'll condense it here so we can get to the phones. Not much change from last night. The Yankees lose the first two. They get completely embarrassed. The only issues I have is, in the first game, going to Luke Weaver like it's the regular season. Let's build his confidence up. You've seen it over and over again with the Yankees, from Zach Britton to Luis Severino to Clay Holmes to Devin Williams this year, and now Luke Weaver, who has been up and down all year, and now the Yankees want to force Luke Weaver into situations, hoping that the two pitches he throws, they're not going to be able to pick up on which one he's throwing. He hasn't been good. So you literally put him into a one-run game twice in game one of the wild card and the division series, expecting him to turn back the clock to last year. He's not what he was last year, and he's one foot out the door. My other things in that game, Caballero, the pinch hit, or pinch run for Ryan McMahon. Okay, I understand it. But Aaron Boone not doing it until three pitches had already been thrown, and then in the postgame saying he just changed his mind, it doesn't help us, Skip. I'm not calling for your job. I'm on every night telling people that you signed a contract extension. No matter what happens here, you're not going anywhere. But when you tell us in a game, and not just a regular season game, a postseason game on the road, where you need every inch you can get against a team like this, that you just changed your mind about putting Caballero in, and you put Caballero at a disadvantage to steal a base because he was coming into the game in a 2-1 count. It makes us think you're asleep at the wheel. And even Aaron Judge, right? Aaron Judge, now I know he's got the numbers because he's hit some singles here. It's low-lev Judge. Congrats. Congrats, Judge. This will raise your postseason average. This will raise your postseason OPS for your career, but we're only going to remember the big moment that you missed. We'll also remember that you don't make too many errors in the outfield, and you made one yesterday in the right field corner, not fielding a ball that was a double turned into a triple, and after that, Fried gave it up. Now, Fried's got to lock in and be stronger. Fried got fried. He was Max absolutely fried yesterday. But, like, those are part of it. Those are things. Like, that same thing happened with Fried last time in Toronto. Jazz doesn't make a throw. The whole thing unravels. Remember when Jazz was playing third base and he didn't make the throw and run scores? And then after that, it's tough on these pitchers, man. They already don't have it. They're expecting every out and you to get every base and, throw the ball in. So I feel like Judge wasn't locked in at the time. And then last but not least with Aaron Boone, going to Will Warren for mop-up duty is one thing. There are two things that were wrong with it. He's a whole rookie who has been rocked by these postseason lineups all year. You knew that. You know he's not good in that building. You know he's only really good in Yankee Stadium. I get you got to preserve the bullpen and you don't want them to see all your arms, but let him come into a clean inning. He's not a reliever. He's barely a starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. This is his first year. And honestly, he's ahead of schedule because of happenstance, because of circumstance. Like, we had no choice but to rely on Will Warren. We were pitching Carlos Carrasco and Marcus Stroman, and you know, Clark Schmidt got hurt, and obviously Gerrit Cole went down. So, like, how do we get to the end of the season and you decide that you're going to throw this young man into that game and literally light the game on fire? It gave me shades of Jay Happ coming in for Davey Garcia. It's like, all right, this is another starter who comes in out of the bullpen in a situation that he's never actually done this before. It just doesn't look good. Now, obviously, the Yankees could have lost the game even if Will Warren held. They were already down. But, like, it makes you mad. It makes you frustrated when they do rally and they do score 7 runs. And you think about, well, damn, if we didn't let Will Warren give up 4 home runs, a grand slam, all of that, maybe if we would have brought him in a clean inning, maybe let Fried try to work out of that and wear that a little bit more. Hindsight is 20/20. We'll never know. All I know is this is it now. And so what I also said today, the conversation around Luke Weaver tipping pitches or the Toronto Blue Jays cheating. Miss me with that. That's cheap as hell. That's nonsense. Put respect on their name. They put belt to ass. They whooped your ass twice. It isn't anything fishy going on. It's because you didn't show up. You didn't pitch. You didn't hit. You didn't make the right decisions. And Will Warren, you know, shouldn't have been thrown in as a rookie in that spot. He should have had at least a clean inning. And then he also shouldn't have been left out there to die for all of that time. You have a couple other guys you could have went to. But here we go. Bullpen's rested. You need Carlos Rodon's best start of his life just so we can get Cam Schlittler back on the mound and try to force a game 5. And I think just winning 2 games back-to-back against the Blue Jays is a tall task, let alone 3. Julian is in Oakland, New Jersey first with us on The Fan. Go for it, Jules.
Hey, Keith, how's it going? Thanks for letting me call in. I agree with basically everything. Weaver and Judge have been big issues. Like, they just haven't shown up. They're 1-8 in Toronto, so let's say they even get a game 5. Like, how can you even be confident if they can even win that, if they even got that far? I think they could get it tomorrow, but after that, I'm not really too sure.
No, this isn't a confidence spot. This is a desperate spot. This is a take it game by game, literally pitch by pitch, out by out. There's no confidence right now. And, like, we talked ourselves into some confidence in the series, Yanks in 3, Yanks in 4, when we thought, okay, we've seen Gausman a bunch, and they have a rookie going out there. Little did we know Gausman was going to shove until he got into a little bit of trouble. And then this kid, Trey Savage, was more than ready for the moment. So, you know, it isn't like the Boston Red Sox series where we're like, okay, we get past Crochet, advantage us. They're going to throw 2 bullpen games. They're going to throw Shane Bieber, who I think is going to have some compete to him, and the Yankees got to get to him. The Yankees have seen him. And then they'll go bullpen game. And then in their building, game 5, that place is going to be rocking, and they'll have their guys ready to go. It's going to be tough. So it's all uphill, but the Yankees made it uphill. The Yankees win 1 more game out of all those games they blew behind Devin Williams, games they had the lead that they gave up, whether it was Mark Leiter Jr., whether it was Luke Weaver, whomever. Like, the Yankees created this path. It is on them to create their path to the next round. Thanks for the call, Julian. And if they don't, it is what it is. We will do the eulogy. I will be here after the game. I'm going to the game tomorrow. I'm not ducking. I'm not running. I'm not shook. Like, I'm going to the rest of the games we get. We definitely get 2 more games if they win tomorrow in Yankee Stadium. I would like to go see these postseason games, and hopefully it's different. Hopefully they are awakened, and, you know, the good that we took out of, okay, they scored 7 runs. They started to see this bullpen. Well, yeah, get Bieber out of the game and go to the bullpen again and hit. This is supposed to be the most prolific offense. This is the number one offense in baseball, right? But what did Buck Martinez say about this team? They're not a good team. If they don't hit home runs, they don't win ball games. Like, Michael Kay talked about the run differential between the two.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Teams and how, you know, the Yankees underplayed their run differential because of how many games they blew. The Blue Jays overplayed their run differential because of how many games they fought and clawed and scratched to win. Now look at how the tables turn. It seems like they are making it a point to score a bunch of runs on you and say, check the run differential in the series now. Richard is in Manhattan with us next. Hello, Rich.
Hi, Keith. Before I get to Judge, did you see in college football, preseason college football, Texas and Penn State were 1-2. Do you know that today they are both out of the top 25?
Yeah, because all of that, especially in this transfer portal.
That's unbelievable.
All of that is hype. All of that is based off of last year and names and football. Once you step in between those lines, it's mano y mano. And it's about who wants it more for real, every snap. But
I mean, you got a school named Memphis. I didn't even know they played football at Memphis.
Of course.
They're rated above Texas.
Tony Pollard went there, of course. Huh? Tony Pollard. You know Tony Pollard.
Tony Pollard went to Memphis? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the pride of Tennessee.
They're new playing football because they were always a basketball school.
They produced running backs. D'Angelo Williams went there.
Oh, yeah? Oh, well, I remember them from basketball in the way back there. I remember them in the
Derrick
NCAA
Rose.
Final.
Didn't Derrick Rose go out there to – no – was it Derrick Rose?
They played at UCLA with Walton, I remember, one year in the early 70s, 71 or 70. No, maybe 75 or 74, around then they played at Walton. Anyway,
yeah, Derrick Rose did go to University of Memphis.
Yeah, that's right. No, I am forgetting. Yeah, there were good players after that, too. As far as Judge, Keith, he's not the instinctive baseball player like Jeter was. Jeter would have been happy with a walk there. Judge didn't think his way through. He didn't say that I got Bellinger, I got Rice, I got Stanton up after me. A walk here is just as good as a sacrifice fly or hitting into a double play and a run score. I mean, I can do a lot with a walk here. And he just made up his mind that he was going to swing because there's no way he saw that pitch coming out of the guy's hand and thought it was
going to be a swing. There was nothing he could do with that pitch. Thanks for the call, Richard, and the random football talk. We don't do enough college football talk here. But yeah, those preseason AP polls and rankings, they don't know anything, especially in this transfer portal era, especially in this NIL era. Like, you know, we don't have time for that. But yeah, with Judge, I said last night, what was he going to do? Slap a single down to first base to Vladdy for the double play? Like, Like, I don't know. There was nothing he could do with that pitch, and it shows you there is a difference. Postseason Aaron Judge is pressing. Postseason Aaron Judge is not patient. Postseason Judge is chasing, and that's not good. He's got to lock in. I know he's been better, and I know that we're hard on Aaron Judge, but of course we are. He's the captain of the team. Of course we are. He's a $40 million man. Of course we are. He's been in the battles. He's gone to the postseason like almost every year that he's been here, except when he was hurt in 2023. Like, at this point, there's no more defending him. Craig is in Mattawan with us on the Fan next. What's up, Craig?
Keith, I got to say, I'm a Met fan, okay? But I appreciate you because you're a realist and you're not one-sided. And trust me, my season was over in July. I mean, at the end of the day. But nobody's given. It was. The GM decided.
Season
to put
ended when they lost
the
eight games in a row in September.
Yeah. The GM, he put horseshoes on a dog and tried entering in the Kentucky Derby. But anyway, neither here nor there. Nobody's given the Blue Jays any credit.
Right.
It was luck. It was luck. The kid's luck. Let me tell you something. Luck is when you go six innings and great defense behind you. This kid struck out 90% of the batters. Mm-hmm. And most of those pitches were strikes, even if they didn't swing.
Yep. They tried to take and they were exactly. Called strikes.
Exactly. And now Yankee fans are bringing up 96. Newsflash for you. You don't have Andy Pettit. You don't have Jorge Posada. I can go on and on with the whole team. Okay? Like you said, you know how hard it is to win in the playoffs? First of all, why are you putting your relief pitcher in for mop-up duty in the playoffs? If you put in somebody else in that situation, and hypothetically, they only score 7 runs. I'm not saying you would have scored those 7 runs, but you don't know what the game, the whole dynamic of the
game
changes.
Exactly. There should have been more of a thought, and thank you, Craig. I mean, I don't know. I get called Yankee boy and whatever. I am, of course. I'm a Yankee fan. But, like, I'm not about to get on this microphone and act like the Blue Jays don't deserve our respect. Like they're cheating. Like, they're not worthy of us. Like, I think Friday I was leaning more into, like, yo, let's go. We got the momentum. We got the better roster. No, after we saw what they did, they're dialed in. Their superstar, their high-paid player, the leader of their team, he is absolutely locked in, focused. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and, you know, with the Yankees, it's not 96. It's right now. And just if you watch enough baseball, you know it's hard to sweep a team. But, like, the Blue Jays are one game away from sweeping the Yankees. The Yankees would have to win the next 3 in a row. It just seems like it doesn't seem real. Would you bet $100 on it tonight? I wouldn't. I wouldn't bet 50, but I wouldn't bet anything on it. I would love to see it. I'm a fan, but as a radio host, as someone who watches baseball, that's what the first thought I had. I'm like, well, we're in a hole now. And so that goes back to the decisions that were made. We decided to throw long men, Paul Blackburn, Will Warren, back-to-back games. Okay, I understand the first game. But, like, you had to do that because you made the stupid-ass decision to run Will Warren back out there. When there are 13-year-old kids listening to my show right now that would have said, no, 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 Will Warren, not here. Not here. Now's not the time to build him up. Now's not the time to see if he's fixed. And I don't want to hear from Luke Weaver. I'm Luke Weaver in the first game. Now's not the time to go to Luke Weaver here in that first game after you did get outs from Timmy Hill. Camilo Duvall was great. Why would you ruin that? You got the best 2 innings back-to-back out of Camilo Duvall the whole season. Why would you ruin that? Go to Fernando Cruz. Go to anybody else. They're rested. They had a travel day. And after Cam Schlittler pitched, only one guy pitched out of the bullpen. That was Bednar. You lit the game on fire to get to squeeze a little bit more out of Luke Weaver that you got for free from the Cincinnati Reds. He had his run. It's over. And then the next day, and that's what I'm tired of here too, don't let each game is its own individual movie. It's not a sequel. It's not a prequel. It is its own individual episode. Don't let last episode influence this episode. Well, we threw Blackburn for mop-up duty yesterday. We can't throw Blackburn today. Who's our other mop-up guy? Freed doesn't have it. And I guess Yankee fans, the Met fans or haters that were telling us, hey, have you seen postseason Max Fried? And we all said, nah, he's got a World Series ring. He's a champion. Did you see him in Game 6 of the World Series? I guess we just saw in his second outing as a Yankee, Shaky Fried, who Fried kind of leaned in as well about his velocity and his stuff, and maybe something's going on, but no, I wouldn't have lit game two on fire. The whole mission is you go to Toronto, you're trying to split. And I would have scratched and clawed and fought, right? This series I'm watching right now, they had a day in between. You know, the Dodgers and the Phillies. You had back-to-back games, you had to get one. So after you lost the first one 10-1 and all they could do was walk in a run, I understood that. The offense was dead. But did you assume that the offense would lay down and die the entire second game? Where you let a kid and Will Warren go out there and give up 4 home runs, 7 runs. The game quickly goes from 5-0 to 9-0 to worse. It's arrogant. And it's also like regular season baseball. You don't have a tomorrow. So for me, if I'm the manager, I don't know. I'm not running to throw the long man. I'm not running to, oh, this guy's got to give us innings. When he's giving you innings, but he's giving up run after run after run. The game is completely out of reach. Justin is in Ronkonkoma on the Fan. Hello, Justin.
How you doing, Keith?
Good, good. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm passionate about this stuff, but I'm fine. Like, it's over. Let's see what they do the next 3 games. And if they don't, I have plenty to unload from this whole season about here is how we got to this exit.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that I feel like I know Judge presses in the postseason and he doesn't perform most of the time or really all the time. But also the whole team this year, they just look, their bats are dead. They look like they want to go to Cancun.
Okay, so let's do that exercise, Justin. I'm aiming first at Jazz Chisholm. Speed, great, right? Don't take Jazz out of the lineup. He's going to pout. He's going to turn his back. He's going to go through his locker. Speed won us that game in the second game. But Jazz Chisholm is talking about, oh, yeah, this champagne would taste better with a ring on my finger. Oh, yeah, we're going to get 28. Oh, we're the best team in the American League. Oh, we're going to win the division. Anybody that thinks they're better than us, we're coming out. We're stepping on next. What has Jazz done at the plate after his 30-31 season and being an all-star? What has Jazz done? Can you name one Jazz hit, extra base hit? Definitely no. Like, no. Jazz has been invisible at the plate.
Oh, I agree.
Trent Grisham. Trent Grisham, yesterday's price is not today's price. This guy goes out, hits 34 home runs. We thought he was a fourth outfielder. He ended up being our starting center fielder. Yankee fans talking about, we got to pay Trent. No, the hell we don't. What has he done as the leadoff hitter? Do not lead him off again. What has he done in this postseason?
They've done nothing. The whole team has done nothing.
I could keep going, but you understand what I'm saying. Ben Rice, after seeing that first pitch of his postseason and rocking the stadium, bunch of strikeouts, pop-outs, weak at-bats, chasing, not doing anything. So, Giancarlo Stanton, proven postseason. You guys lay off Big G. Take all the time he wants. It doesn't matter because when the postseason comes, nobody's more locked in than Stanton. That's a double off the wall. Luckily, you ran and got into second. But where are the homers? Where are the consistent knocks? Work a damn walk.
I agree. The whole team is just, I could go on and on about it. They don't look like really the team they played against the Red Sox. They have, like, no passion. I mean, you lose by double digits both games. It's just, it's hard to watch.
Thanks for the call, Justin. I know it's hard to watch. I said yesterday I felt like somebody was suffocating me. I felt like watching those games, I felt like when I was a little kid and my brother used to bully me and could, like, push my head into a pillow for, I don't know, 30 seconds and I couldn't get out. And then when I did come up for, it's over. It's over. Enough BTA. They just kept whooping on us and whooping on us and whooping on us. And we just sat there like, how do we get out of this? How do we get, we got the offense going, but look at the damn scoreboard. Smoked 2 games with the season on the line. Now you got your work cut out for you. 888-808-1019. I could take aim at Cody Bellinger. Yeah, Cody Bellinger got some yesterday. Good, but Cody Bellinger hadn't been great so far. You could take aim at a bunch of different guys in this lineup, man. And we made a big fuss about, oh, my God, playing Ahmed Rosario and Jose Caballero. Maybe you mix them in these next couple games. Somebody's got to find it. Somebody's got to get going. We got to go to break. 888-808-1019. We will have a guest join me at 8 o'clock. Stay with us for that. I'm scrolling to get the name because not for nothing, Paulie, my producer, booked the guy. His name is Shai Davidi, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. He's popular. He's from Sportsnet 590, and I was on the air Saturday on their midday show, and then I also was on the air this morning with Blue Jays Talk Plus Live. So they're, I guess, paying us the favor back. And we'll hear from the Toronto side of the things that are going on in this series when we get into the 8 o'clock hour. But dial up now if you want to get in before that. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back. Big city of dreams, but everything in New York ain't always what it seems. Keep McPherson on the Fan. Let's take these calls quickly. Obviously, we're talking about your New York Yankees. Moose is in Jamaica with us again. What's up, Moose?
Here, Keith. What it do?
Here, what up, man?
Face down, bleep up. That's the way the Blue Jays like to, you know what, us. But I don't know. Pause. My eyes were popping, but like pause and all that and all that good stuff. Pause.
Hey, yo. Fingers.
But hey, yo, whoa, wild. Wild. But nah, on the real, like, didn't I tell you this Friday? I don't know how this is going to go. The Blue Jays are the team that technically take no prisoners, leave no survivors, and even more so, the 800 win percentage at home and yeah. did this to us 7 out of 8 times they played yeah. us. It, no, 6 out of 7 times they played us in their place. Regardless, right. we come. To
They're
the
division champs.
Story.
They own the tiebreaker. We haven't done anything in their building. I should have known. I should have known it wasn't going to change now.
Like, that's why I can't, like, I told you, I'm not worried about Boston, not because they're coming here. It's because I know their offense is debilitated with injuries, let alone their pitching. So, worse comes to worse.
Exactly. And you know what? You just made something pop right into my head, Moose. Thanks for the time, because we got to get to the next break. You know, we knew that Boston after Crochet, right? Ah, we lose to Crochet, we'll get the next two because they don't have the pitching. And what did their manager do in the second game? Trying to not go down, you know, trying to end that series that night. He took his starter out in the third inning. He went to the bullpen right away. But he started mixing and matching. I just wish there was a little bit more of that, like, mixing and matching and playing for today with this most prolific offense that the Yankees are. 5 runs, they're not out of it. 5 runs, they're not out of it. I just wish there was more of a thought that, hey, let's go batter to batter here, or, you know, every three batters, instead of just saying, hey, Will Warren, you're a rookie who has struggled against all the best teams you've faced this year, specifically on the road. Let's make you do something you've never done before. Come out of the bullpen in relief, high stakes, raucous environment, with the team trying to not go down too many runs here. And no, you let him light the game on fire, and you just left him out there to die for the sake of eating innings. And I think, you know, that's a quick way to end your season. Ted is in Hewlett, New York on the Fan. Hello, Ted.
Hey, Keith. First of all, I got to say, you are incredibly smart and analytical when it comes to the Yankees. I am so impressed.
I don't claim to be Johnny Baseball, baseball savant. I'm just a fan. Like, I don't score games. I don't go on Baseball Savant fan graphs. I just use my eyes. And I think a lot of us need to just use our eyes a little bit more and go off of what we've seen and what we see right in front of us.
Yeah, no. So here's the one issue I have with everything I'm hearing, and I agree with everything you're saying. It's so friggin' depressing. But having said that, I think that there are a few things that I'd like to say that are positive about the Yankees. One, they did tie for the best record in the American League. And a part of the issue is the system.
They had a 7.5 game lead. They have a $320 million payroll.
Okay. You know, like, yeah, but so did the Mets. So did the Mets. And they didn't even make the playoffs. Okay, and they have a bigger payroll. So thank you, Mets. All right, goodbye. Good luck to you guys. All right.
All right.
But let's be clear. Let's get back to the Yankees because I don't care about the Mets. But the other side of the coin is the end of the season, they were like the best team in baseball. So I got to give them some props for that. My biggest issue, which is underlying everything you said the whole night, is that Boone stinks. And how come everybody knows it? And why is he
not
still
a secret.
There? He gave away game one against Boston by himself. Okay?
He gave away game one of the World Series. He took out Gerrit Cole at 88 pitches. He went to Nestor Cortez after not pitching for a month.
Yes. So, but you see, that's my whole point.
A starter out of the bullpen again. When are we going to stop doing that? Making these starters come out of the bullpen thinking that these guys are just like, they're creatures of habit. They're superstitious guys. They put their socks on.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A certain type of way. They listen to the same songs before the game. They eat the same meals. You're going to get into the game and make these guys do something they've never done and expect them to succeed?
But, Keith, that's my whole point. All of this is boom. These are all managerial decisions. I thought Cashman did a great job second half of the season with the adjustments. But Boone, it's all boom, boom, boom. All right? He gives away game one against Boston. Just gave it away with, you know, taking out some of our best key role players. But that aside, everything you've described tonight are Boone decisions. And the truth of the matter is we learned from 30 years ago when we used to beat Boston all the time, that great pitching beats great hitting in the playoffs. That's
every time. And this Yankees team, no matter who's on it, thanks for the call, Ted, they grip the bat too tight, they strike out a bunch, they don't manufacture runs, they can't hit home runs, and they end up losing. I'm waiting to give Aaron Boone some props in the postseason. I can't even give him props for keeping Cam Schlittler in. I was at the game. It was like a movie. Sixth inning, I'm like, all right, y'all, I'm about to go downstairs, get closer to the door. Wait, he's coming back out. Oh, there was no reason to take him out. Eighth inning. All right, y'all, they're probably going to the bullpen. We saw Fernando Cruz get up. We saw Devin Williams get up. Like, you know, they can't wait to get to the bullpen. Yo, they're leaving him in. He was throwing strikes. I can't give that credit to Aaron Boone. Anybody with eyes could see you let that young man finish the job and hand the ball to your closer. Done. But there's so many of these little things that in hindsight we look back and we're like, what if? Maybe things could have gone differently if you didn't decide to build up Luke Weaver. If you didn't decide to light two games on fire with Paul Blackburn and Will Warren and had some urgency, because it's a five-game series. You got to get one of those games in the building. So I understand the first one, you being like, this offense is dog-ass. All they could do is walk in a run with the pitcher on the ropes, the starting pitcher who was rolling. They get him on the ropes. They get the bases loaded. All they could do was walk in a run. We don't have it today. I can understand blowing that game up. I can't understand the next day saying, well, we're just going to lay down and die in game two behind a rookie who hasn't been good against top teams, who has never come out of the bullpen. Like, we're going to allow him to literally give up more runs than Max Fried. And then when we do rally, when they do go to their bullpen, because they had a rookie on the mound too that they didn't let go as far as he possibly could have went, it's all for nothing. Too little, too late. And so here we are with three games to win where, like, I don't know. I don't believe that they're going to win three games in a row. I would love to be wrong. I got to go get my guest. 888-808-1019. Or actually, Ross in Rockville Center. We'll be able to come to you because I think we're going to break, update. We'll have a couple minutes, and then we'll throw to the guest. Either way, the guest that Paulie has booked, Shai Davidi, the pride of Toronto, a baseball columnist and a radio host from 590, the Fan up there, will join us to talk Blue Jays.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.